which is how the external world, certain things are selected from external forms, particularly, and they become absorbed, cling to the name of me, my name, experiences, possessions, status, other people's opinions of me. All these are important thought forms that are accumulated in the mind, and a very thin skin is around them, which is my name, to hold them together as me, myself. A little bit like as the skin is a little bit like a soap bubble skin. Myself into the thought form of self, which is my name, I collect things with which I identify. From the simplest thing, as I pointed out last night, the child saying my toy, not the toy being important as a material object, but the toy being important as a thought form that is invested with a sense of self. That is why the toy to the child becomes so important, because the child is entering the stage of limitation and delusion. It has to go through that, where an ultimately fictitious and illusory sense of self begins to grow. So the child has to say, at least still has to, at where we are in this cycle, at this present stage of human evolution, the child has to go through that stage and say, mine, which means this thought form is the arising self, because the child already knows his name or her name. And then, my toy, thought, one of the first thought forms that are collected in that receptacle of the name. And then we go on, further and further things are being collected. Some knowledge, what other people tell the child who he or she is. And very often this isn't by choice. So many things become collected in accumulate as mental content of self. Many things accumulate there that were not chosen. One could say the toy is chosen by the child. The child chooses to identify with that thought form, just as the adult chooses to identify with the BMW, which is the toy of the adult, which becomes the thought form of my car. My sense of self has expanded temporarily into the thought form of car. For a while it fulfills one's self. Just as the child feels fulfilled when it can say, this is mine. The self has grown a little, the mind-made identity. So, some of these things are simply imposed upon you. Your parents, what your parents tell you about yourself, what school tells you about who you are, the surrounding culture tells you about who you are, opinions and viewpoints of you, they get absorbed and they cling to the name, the thought form of name, or they are contained in the soap bubble, whatever image you want to use, of name. So if your parents tell you you are stupid, which some parents tell their children, usually stupid parents tell their children you are stupid. Parents who cannot see that child will sometimes drop things go wrong, it cannot manipulate the external world as well as an adult. But an adult of little intelligence then will interpret that as stupid. And so that child is told for the first 8 years, 10 years of his or her life, can't do, stupid, not good enough, that becomes a thought form that is involuntary and it gets lodged in the mind.